Welcome back to Caregiver Crossing 93 WIVC. It is Terry Stacy along with Candace Preston. Our friend Tina had to step out for just a moment, but we're here. And June is Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month. So I think it's time to check in with our friends from the Alzheimer's Association. We see her and talk to her all the time. Leah Shattuck is here. Hello, Leah.
Hello. Thanks so much for having us today.
We're glad to have you back. And also Anne Murray is here. Hello, Anne.
Hello.
Thank you very much, both of you, for coming by to see us this morning. What's new with the Alzheimer's Association, Leah?
Well, you know, you just touched on it that June is Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month, and it's a perfect time for us to talk about the disease, just get people aware of what it is and the warning signs, ways that they can keep their brain healthy. And it's also a great time to tell people about what's happening around the city of Indianapolis and surrounding areas and how they can participate and be a part of this movement.
Well, I always ask this question, and I know neither of you are doctors, and you're not pretending to be doctors.
Correct.
But is there any good news when it comes to when we get this diagnosis of Alzheimer's in this day and age?
You know, from a medical standpoint, there's not a treatment, and there's no cure at this point. We do have some advancements here locally. We have all kinds of interesting research that's happening, and we have some exciting things on the horizon. But at this time, we don't have a approved treatment. That doesn't mean that there's not hope, though. We do have a lot of hope within the Alzheimer's Association. And, you know, one of the best things that we can do is rally with our families, educate them, give them care and support, which our friends here at Joy's House and American Senior Communities do so well with the Alzheimer's Association. And one of the best things that we can do and celebrate is through the longest day. And Anne Murray is our longest day coordinator. We have a lot of cool events that people can participate in across the state that just brings that sense of hope and celebration.
Yeah. Go ahead. Anne, talk about that.
The longest day.
Well, the longest day is tied to the summer solstice, which is in June, and this year it's June 21st. It's, you know, the most hours of sunshine. But for those who are impacted by Alzheimer's disease, the longest day can also refer to maybe what they experience on a day-to-day basis. And what we love about the longest day is that it engages people where they are. You can do something that you love with the people you love when it's convenient for you, to raise awareness and to raise funds. Because while they're, you know, Leah touched on the medical aspect, one of the things that we're so excited about are all of the programs and services offered through the Alzheimer's Association. So getting people engaged in the conversation in a way that feels hopeful is so important. And that is what is the bedrock foundation of what the longest day is. Mm-hmm. And I just have to say, American Senior Communities has come on strong as a partner this year. They have over 77 campuses engaged with the longest day.
Wow.
And it is the epitome of what the longest day is. It is a group of people, caregivers, families, people who are impacted personally by the disease, mm-hmm. coming together to do something that they love that means something to them, to talk about the disease and show people that there are programs and services out there that really make a huge difference. And that element of hope is so critical for us.
Can I just very quickly, I'm just looking at a number. Last year, 335,000. That's Hoosiers. Caregivers, Hoosier caregivers, 335,000 Hoosier caregivers provided an estimated 382 million hours of unpaid care. That is an incredible number.
And then
you look at the number of those that have been diagnosed with Alzheimer's or other dementias, and that is nearly 111,000. And that number makes me nervous.
Yeah.
That number makes me extremely nervous. And I don't know I don't think any of us now not know someone that is dealing with Alzheimer's, whether it's a caregiver, a son, a daughter, or somebody that they love very much, like a mom or a grandma or grandpa. It's staggering, those numbers, and to think about all of those caregivers. So I understand now why the entire state is affected and will do something on this longest day.
Yes.
You've got that many that care so much about this.
One of the things that has been so gratifying to see are not just, you know, entire communities like ASC coming together, but also family teams have really embraced the longest day because they can do something that meant something to a loved one, whether it's a fishing tournament because their grandpa loved fishing. You know, we've got a team over in Martinsville. They operate a horse camp. They're doing trail rides and a cookout that day in honor of their father. you know, we have the Sullivan's Hardware and Garden here in the state, here in the city. They do a Remembering Rita barbecue
because
of their mother, Rita.
Yeah,
you know, wonderful. And then what's also really fun, too, about some of the ASC communities is, you know, there's the Smash Alls up in Anderson. There's the Purple Pancake Breakfast at another facility. There's the Teeter Totter event in Brownsburg. And it's so fun to see that organic coming from the heart type of activity.
Yeah.
But what is also awesome is that, you know, as you look through those statistics, the number of people who are diagnosed earlier and earlier, which is why we're so incredibly grateful for The Longest Day, that there are so many public events, because our community is wrapping its arms around The Longest Day and Alzheimer's Association, even if they don't have a personal connection. So, for example, we have the Indians game on The Longest Day. It's a 1:35 p.m. day game. And if you buy a ticket with promo code ALZ, A-L-Z, money is donated back to The Longest Day.
That's great.
And helps Hoosiers.
Yeah, that money directly affects Hoosier caregivers, like Terry was talking about. It provides helpline calls. It provides education programs, support groups, you know, all of the free resources that we offer to Hoosier families.
Good. That was my next question. So thank you for reading
right
my
in.
Mind. So I'm also glad, Anne, that you mentioned all of the different ways that people can participate in The Longest Day. But what, I guess, what is the most important thing here? Because I noticed Alzheimer's is fatal and it kills more people than breast cancer and prostate cancer combined.
Yes.
So what are some ways, or why is it so important to get that early testing or to be a part of the research processes at the different organizations that are doing that? And I know the Alzheimer's Association has ways to connect people.
I'm glad you mentioned this, because one of the main ways that we help support researchers, because at the Alzheimer's Association, we are not researchers ourselves.
Right.
However, we do have the resources to help, and we want to help the scientists out there that are already doing this research. So we have what's called Trial Match, and it's a free matching service that healthy volunteers, people with the disease, caregivers, just people that are interested in investing in a cure for this disease can be matched with their health profile to upcoming studies. And there's quite a few actually in Indiana. And depending on what your preferences are set, you'll be notified if there's an upcoming study that you might be a good fit for. And then it would be up to you to enroll in that clinical study. But we also, you know, we do a lot of education. So we have multiple things that we try to support the community so that they know what the warning signs are of dementia or Alzheimer's disease, so that they can be prepared to notice changes in behavior in their loved ones or their neighbors or their family and friends or even themselves. So we do have a 10 warning signs program. You can find them all at alz.org/10signs. The number 10 is 10. We also have another unique program that's more about not so much dementia and Alzheimer's, but being proactive. And maybe this won't necessarily prevent you from getting Alzheimer's disease or dementia, but it's just, we know that they're healthy practices and they certainly won't be detrimental to you, right? So we also have a 10 ways to love your brain. And that's another thing that we're trying to let people know about during June's Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month. And that's, all of those can be found. There's things like, you know, exercise, eat right, things like that, things that we know but should just be doing better at. And that is at alz.org/1010ways, W-A-Y-S.
Beautiful. Perfect. Leah Shattuck and Anne Murray, the Alzheimer's Association. If you need more information, they've given you lots of different resources. And again, Leah and Anne, thank you very much for joining us here this morning. We'll talk to you again soon.
That would be great.
Thanks.
Absolutely. Thank you so much,
ladies. You bet. And our thanks to American Senior Communities, ASCSeniorCare.com. Today's top stories are coming up next on 93 WIBC and WIBC.com.